Welcome to another edition of our Credibility Podcast. Along with your host, Michelle Glass, here's Steve Moore with some warnings about those who would try to take advantage of you if you're facing foreclosure.
With foreclosures affecting many homeowners these days, there are scam artists out there wanting to take advantage of the situation. And Michelle, this is a sad situation, but obviously it's one we should be aware of and one that you have some good information about today.
Yes, this is a sad and a frightening situation for homeowners who are in distress. What mortgage rescue scams are, it's when a perpetrator will solicit a homeowner who's in foreclosure and they will tell them that they can help rescue their home or save their home from foreclosure for a fee. And they find these distressed homeowners by going through the internet, looking at newspapers or flyers, or through publicly available county records. Another type of scam that predators use is a quick claim deed. That's Q-U-I-T. And they'll say, fill out this quick claim, which is basically handing over the title of the house to a third party. And they tell them to do this to avoid foreclosure. And this is something that every homeowner should never, ever do. Some other homeowners have called us and told us about being recommended that they file for bankruptcy to save their home from foreclosure. Now, this is something that you should do as a last resort. If a homeowner files for bankruptcy, it will stop the clock for that foreclosure. However, there are other things that a homeowner can do in place of filing for bankruptcy, and that's where a certified HUD-approved credit counseling agency would come into play. We can talk with you and let you know what are some of our recommendations to save your home from foreclosure. And we'll help you get in touch with your lender, who is the person who can help you save your home from foreclosure, not a third party that's telling you to pay a fee. If you're talking with someone who wants a fee to help you modify your loan, save your home from foreclosure, or anything like that, you should definitely hang up the phone or not talk to them anymore. And you should call us, where we can help you free of charge.
Michelle, it sounds like you're saying that most of these scam artists are the folks that contact you as opposed to you contacting them.
And that's where you should be wary. If someone's contacting you and they're requiring you to give them personal information or money up front, you should definitely be aware that it's potentially a scam or a fraud.
Good information. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you.